Outstanding: A Comedy Revolution is a new documentary about the history of LGBTQ stand-up. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the film spans nearly a century of milestones and setbacks for queer comedians pursuing the career of making people laugh.
A multi-generational who's who of comedy fills this documentary. Billy Eichner, Fortune Feimster, Lily Tomlin.
This is Miss Ernestine Tomlin of the AT&T.
I felt like Ernestine could change the world. Like she would stop AT&T from being a monopoly.
There's Solomon Giorgio, Eddie Izzard, Margaret Cho.
I told my mother when I was 14 I wanted to be a comedian. And she said, oh, maybe it's better if you just die.
Outstanding was directed by Paige Hurwitz, who's been working in comedy for decades as both a stand-up herself and a TV producer, writer, and director. When she started putting the documentary together, she knew one thing for sure.
We're the gays, so I wanted to make it dynamic. I was like, nothing worse than you could be than banal.
So for the documentary, she organized a massive event in Los Angeles featuring a lineup of gay comedians, including drag queen Trixie Mattel.
And you know, I've had such a meteoric rise to fame and fortune. The only people I can really relate to are the rich people. Poor people up there, mama, I don't even know you.
Hurwitz did dozens of interviews with iconic comedians and those who might have been more famous had they stayed in the closet.
Never was in the closet. Closets are vertical coffins. All you do is suffocate to death.
People like Robin Tyler. In the 1970s, she became one of the first comedians to come out on national television.
And then he said the one thing that was really supposed to upset me. He said, hey, are you a lesbian? And I said, hey, are you the alternative?
Tyler and her partner, Pat Harrison, landed a deal to develop a TV comedy variety show for ABC. Around the same time, Tyler started making jokes about Anita Bryant, the former beauty pageant winner, singer, and Christian. Bryant was also one of the most active voices in the anti-gay crusade.
And then I did a joke saying Anita Bryant is to Christianity
what paint by numbers is to art, right?
As a result, Robin lost her contract, her television contract, and that's why no one knows her name, and she should be a household name because she's so funny and so talented.
Paige Hurwitz and a small staff pored over archival performances and news footage to show how, from one decade to the next, queer comedians either made strides or suffered, depending on the political and cultural climate of the day. As comedian Scott Thompson puts it in the documentary,
you know, I just thought life can change on a dime, and society can change on a dime. Like, in the late 70s, there was a movement to kind of embrace the homosexual.
There were glitzy variety TV shows, disco, Village People. But then, in the 1980s, came the AIDS epidemic.
And it went back 30, 40 years. Instantly, almost overnight. Gay men in those days were considered vile.
Comedy at that time was incredibly homophobic. And we had a lot of well-known comedians who were choosing to turn, you know, that tragedy into fodder for their hackneyed comedy acts. So whether it was Andrew Dice Clay or Sam Kinison or, frankly, for that matter, Eddie Murphy.
It petrifies me because girls be hanging out with them. And one night they could be in the club having fun with their gay friend and give them a little kiss and go home with their AIDS on their lips.
Of course, you can't get AIDS from a kiss on the lips.
Well, comedy is always a reflection of the culture, good and bad.
And to counterpunch homophobia during the AIDS crisis, you had comedians like Sandra Bernhard.
So this became like the next wave of like having to be there and jump in full throttle.
Bernhard's politically charged, cabaret-style performances went viral before viral was a thing. Throughout the documentary, gay comedians talk about taking inspiration from each other. Here's Wanda Sykes.
It was rough, but Sandra was so bold, like just a wild woman, pointing out hypocrisy.
Jerry Falwell tries to fight the funk, and he tells us to fight the funk. Jerry Falwell will give in to the funk.
The film shows how there are still challenges for gay performers, most significantly, transphobic material by big-name comedians. But Paige Hurwitz says LGBTQ comedians will continue to take the stage, make people laugh, and change the culture in the process.
You're sharing who you are with the audience. And it's so powerful because laughter is disarming. You make the personal universal. And so we can realize that actually we're more alike than we are different.
Outstanding, A Comedy Revolution begins streaming on Netflix this week. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.